Blog Talk Radio.
Start the clock. Good afternoon. At the tone, time will be real time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Let's Change the World. The Let's Change the World weekly talk radio show now airs every 2 weeks. That's every other week. So this week and then 2 Sundays later, we'll have another show. But we do this every single other Sunday. And the show is all about the Let's Change the World movement. To learn more about the movement, you can visit www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. That's www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. The Let's Change the World movement is all about everybody doing whatever little bit we can, no matter how small it is, to positively impact somebody else's life other than our own, or to positively impact our community as a whole. And if we all do whatever little bit we can, then we can change the world. One random act of kindness at a time, just by doing whatever little bit we can. So visit the blog and learn more about the movement. Normally I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Cheryl Elisa, who has had some medical trouble recently. Nothing to be overly concerned about, but she did have a fairly major operation. She's doing just fine. So we're keeping her in our prayers right now. She's recovering very nicely. She's up in Detroit doing some big things, so she couldn't make the show today. It's a solo act. And unfortunately, I don't think the show is going to work out today. I did want to come on the air and thank everybody who is tuning in, but the devil is alive. And every time we try to have a show, about an hour and a half before the show, which is a critical time when we're trying to finalize all of our plans for the show, all of our research, and get everything uploaded to the computer and things of that nature, go awry with the studio and the computer systems and everything. And today is no different. Right now, I can't work the studio. I'm having trouble with the studio, and I can't upload ridiculous news. I can't upload any of the content that I had available, the statistical data to support my thoughts and opinions. And the studio is not working, so if you call in, I'm not going to be able to bring you on. So unfortunately, the devil is working hard to stop what we're trying to do. And you know what we're trying to do. We're trying to make a difference out here. We're trying to give regular, ordinary people a voice, because the rich and famous always have a voice, but the regular, ordinary, everyday people never have a voice. So this show is all about giving regular people a voice. It's about recognizing people who normally would get no recognition, but who are doing good and positive things to positively impact the lives of others and their communities as a whole. It's all about helping those who need help. Throughout the life of this show, we've done some amazing things that only God deserves credit for giving us the ability to help people. We helped a young lady raise money for her brain surgery, which saved her life. We've helped people who were homeless find homes. We helped a young man who was a genius, basically, but who could not afford to go to college. We helped raise money for him to go to college. We've helped keep people out of jail who did not deserve to be in jail. We've helped get people released from prison who were wrongfully convicted. I mean, I could go on and on. Since 2007, the Let's Change the World movement and this talk show has helped so many people, and I thank God. We also have the Unlimited Education Project, where right now we're doing free workshops for children, teens, adults, drug addicts, ex-felons, all over. And we're conducting these free workshops, and we're changing communities, one community at a time, one person at a time, and we're documenting the success. For example, children, we're documenting the improvement in their education PEC scores, improvement in their behavior, and we're taking that documentation to the school districts, and we're saying, look, if we're able to make this much progress with a few two-hour workshops, imagine what type of progress we can make by instituting unlimited education concepts into the entire school system. We're doing things with music education. We took a child who was terrible in history, and we put a history lesson on a rap song. And guess what? He went home. He liked the rap because it had a good beat. The message was on point, and he memorized the rap, came to school, aced the test the very next day. This kid was terrible in history. Now all of a sudden he likes history, as long as we can put the lesson plans on rap music. So it's the same concept as nursery rhymes. We all learned our ABCs by a nursery rhyme. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Y'all remember? It's the same concept. But after a child gets so old, we have decided that nursery rhymes are inappropriate. But the concept still works. The thing is, you have to change and upgrade the type of music to a more age-appropriate type of music. And then the concept still works. You can put a history lesson on a rap song or another type of music, depending on what type of music the child likes, and he or she will memorize the rap or the song. And if they memorize the rap or the song, they also memorize the information in that rap or song. And they retain it, and they learn. So these are the types of things we're using. We're using comedy education, cause, effect, and consequence education. Kids need to understand the causes, effects, and consequences of their actions and their inactions. Empathy education. I could go on and on. These are revolutionary concepts that we've developed through our unlimited education conceptual program, and we're conducting these workshops. We're working with prison systems and all sorts of things. This is not a money-making venture. I'm still poor, relatively speaking. But we're making a difference, and I thank God, and I thank all of you who support the movement and the radio show. But unfortunately, the topic that we had planned today, which is an awesome topic, we're talking about the possible uprising of fascism in the United States. Maybe I can touch on it a little bit. I don't have everything that I had planned. But fascism, I believe, is on the rise in the United States. And it's partially – everybody has a little bit of blame to take. And when I say everybody, I mean all of the different demographic groups within the United States. I'm talking about the racial demographic groups, rather your black, white, Hispanic, even Asian or Indian. Whoever you are, you have your share of responsibility to take. Also, the political groups, you know, your Democrats, your Republicans, your liberals, your conservatives, and so on and so forth. Everybody has to take a little bit of the responsibility. And right now, before we end the show, I just wanted to take a minute to have everybody pay attention to what's going on. We've got a presidential candidate right now, Donald Trump. He's a Republican nominee. He's running for the nomination to be the Republican candidate in the national election. And I'm sure you've heard of this guy. He says and does anything that he wants to just to win. And that's all he wants to do is win. And he says he wants America to be winners just like him. He's had a certain level of success financially. And because he's had that success, everybody says, well, hey, this guy can probably make America successful. He says he wants to make America great again, as if we're not already great. And I say that with a little tongue in cheek, because there's a lot of things that aren't so great about this country as well. But it is a great country in its own right, and I don't think we need to make it great again. I think we may need to make it even greater than it currently is. But in any case, some of the things he's talking about are fascist things. Fascism is a terrible thing. It's borderline racism. If you're a racist, you can also be fascist at the same time. It's just about the same thing, because what he's talking about is the same thing that Adolf Hitler talked about. And I'm not going to get too deep into it. I just wanted to give you a little bit of where the show was intended to go. And we're going to do the same topic in 2 weeks. I'm just not prepared because the devil is alive and he has obstructed somehow my studio where it is not working. All of the information that I had uploaded to make me prepared for the show, I'm unable to access it. And I can't work the studio, the chat room. And if you call in, I see we've got callers out there right now. Thank you for tuning in. I will not be able to bring you on. So once again, just wanted to give you a little tidbit of what we were going to talk about today, along with ridiculous news to get your laugh on. And I had jobs prepared for people in Chicago, South Florida, Northeast Ohio, Colorado, Atlanta, North Carolina. We were going to put out some jobs, but I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I apologize. But tune in 2 weeks, because the devil can't hold us down. God is with us. And he's just not going to let us be stopped. This is just a bump in the road. Sometimes you have this. But we'll be back in 2 weeks. Look forward to showing back up at the show. We're going to go over the same topic, because these same issues are still going to be prevalent in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, stay tuned in to the Let's Change the World blog. That's www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. And follow us on Facebook. You can follow me, Dale Davis, my co-host, Cheryl Elisa. You can follow the movement. Punch in Let's Change the World. You'll find it. Unlimited Education. Punch that in. You'll find it. On Twitter, The Change the World. I'm on LinkedIn. You can't miss me, man. And I'm always talking about something positive, trying to make a positive difference. So follow me, not because I'm somebody, but because you are and you want to help make a difference, okay? Got to let y'all go. But peace, love, and togetherness. Y'all enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. Goodbye.